Hey, good morning and welcome to Generation of Waste Podcast. I'm hosted by Yonko Ikawako, Echo of the Voice. This is season 4, episode 17. Today, we're talking about Halloween with the costumes, the candies, movies, you know, maybe about childhood, such and such stories, you know how that show goes. Obviously, it's Halloween month, October, you know, and Halloween is the 31st, you know. So let's get down to it. Then the theme in the background is Halloween, you feel me? Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo. But I'm going to pause it so we can get to the conversation, you feel me? Let's get it. Halloween. No, we're not talking about the movie Halloween, which that's going to be included of the topic and conversation of this episode. But that's not the main trajectory of this. It's just part of it, like a little mention, like, oh, I watch Halloween, such and such, or like my favorite such and such, like things like that. So, you know, again, Halloween coming up, and I know some might say Halloween is not the same like it used to be, or the movies is not the same how the 80s and 90s, early 2000s was, the 70s or whatever. How long horror movie you might go back when it comes to Halloween month or Halloween week or Halloween itself, which is the day, which is the 31st. This year is on a Tuesday. I looked up, like, you know, so... You know, costumes is one of the Halloween represents Samhain. Those don't know, there's a Halloween 2 of 81, but took place the same date, the same, night of 78 one. But Halloween, man. Growing up for me, Halloween was more like a evil hood day. To be anything you want, do anything you want. You know, I could go back where motherfuckers throw eggs at your house or you going to school. Y'all worry about getting jumped. Stuff like that, motherfucking using toilet paper, throwing across your house and stuff, cars and shit. Yeah, you got Halloween is crazy like that. Like, especially growing up, like, you gotta deal with stuff like that. Obviously, trick or treating, the costumes, the candy, hanging out with your friends and families, or giving out candy, watching horror movies and chilling and stuff like that. Or going through like a Halloween party over the weekend right before Halloween hits, things like that. You know how that shit goes. And going to the haunted house, you know, is so much stuff you can do Halloween month or Halloween day. And for me, I look at Halloween as a month overall. Cause not only that, if you pay attention to YouTube, a lot of the channels is based off of horror movies, which is. You know, it didn't do it. A lot of the channels on Halloween month / Halloween. So again, Halloween is a huge month for me. You know, it's birthdays on top of that. You know, and then you know, you can watch so much movies, all your favorites. You know, you could dress up as your favorite of anything, not just horror movies, but. Sports, actresses, somebody famous, like a painter. It's so much things you can do in October. A lot of people understand that. Because back then, we used to make the best of October / Halloween. We used to make the most of it. Like, and this all served like you can really do a lot of things in October if you really put your mind into it. We really plan it out correctly, have the money for it, and have the right people to do it with. For example, the haunted house or Halloween party. Those most exciting things. Yeah, it might be scary for the haunted house. Like, oh my god, what the fuck, motherfucker? Oh shit! But things like that gonna happen. Of course, it's called haunted house for a reason. Oh, there's a movie called a haunted house. Came out 2003, and one came out I think this year. You know, then like little theme music songs and stuff that we're throwing out just playing. Again, it's so much you can do for Halloween. You know, so it's like how can you celebrate it nowadays versus then? And then I think 2020 was COVID, so that was like one of the shut down Halloween days. Then 2021 was like getting back into it. Last year was like, this year we don't know yet. But like I said, I might just make my own costume or whatever and just rock off of that, you know, because I don't got time to be buying anything for one day, basically. And then at halftime, not even one day, for a few hours, 2-3 hours. Lucky get 5 hours out of me out there wasting $150 for a motherfucking Ghostface costume. No, I like Ghostface, but no one ain't gonna do shit. Shit. All right, buy candy for $150 and just give it out for all that. I'm gonna waste money. All right, get out to the kids. You feel me? All right, watch some horror movies and stuff. You feel me? All right, you know. But like I said, I might figure something out. Like I said, I got enough time to figure things, how to put a little costume together, you know, for free, for cheap. You know, I got to get some money so I can get a little mask or something at bare minimum. So I'm saying I could get something out the way. I probably wear my Dickie set. Yeah, I'm with my Dickie set. I'm going to get like a mask. That'd be cool. A Dickie set or with a mask. But, it's like, yeah, and then, and not only that, Halloween, you could be creative, too, on Halloween, for example. Listen, you got the whole entire year, besides November and December, to literally figure out which one to be for Halloween. So you got from January to all the way up to the 30th of October to figure out which one to be for Halloween. So you could find a million things what you want to do it be. Like I said, if you want to stay home, you want to dress up or decorate your house, you can do that as well. You could buy little stuff, get candy, woo-woo for the kids. Like I said, yeah, pretty much said, well, about Christmas. Christmas is at the end of the year, literally. So like I said, you could do a lot of things and you put your mind into it. And I'm not joking. So, again, you don't have to say why I'm broke. Like I said, if you got stuff around your home, you got family and friends, like, if you got family and friends, places that you might work or be around, you could find stuff and put that shit together. The only thing you probably have to buy at the bare minimum is either the makeup or just a mask. One, the other, or both. And you can make your own little suit. Your own little jumpsuit, whatever you like. You know, like you need to make if you want to dress up for Halloween or for like a event you might go to during Halloween month or week. You know, like I said, you got to go to a Halloween party. Make your own costume up. Shit, look, stop spending $300 for a costume. You probably gonna wear that shit for 3-4 hours. You ain't gonna wait for a whole entire day. Now, if you go to a Halloween party multiple times, that's different. Then you can wear it for multiple times. But again, or you go to haunted house and you wanna get dressed up, that's cool too. But make sure you know what you're doing when you wear, when you buy the costume for $100, $150, $80, $90. That's sneaker money, clothes money. You can find little church pants put together, buy a little mask for like what, $15, $10? Oh, put that bitch on. And put it up in the box and wear that shit next year. Fuck you talking about? Listen, that's what I'm doing. That's what I'm doing. I'm getting stuff from the house. Maybe I gotta get a mask. You know. That's it. Listen, I ain't got time for all that. I don't got time to be buying all the, spending all the goddamn money. Money I don't low-key have anywhere. So, again, I'm not wasting my time and energy on something that I know it's going to last for like 2-3 hours, like I said. If you're not willing to have that shit on out through the whole entire month, at least, I'm not doing that. Or if I got 3 events out the month, then cool, that's different. Then hit me up then. But if it's literally like the full Halloween basic only, no. Like I said, you can buy candy and decorate your little house, your apartment, wherever you live in, and give out candy then. Candy what? Like what? $8, $7, $5? You may go to CVS, Target, Walmart, Dollar Tree, Dollar Store. Oh, yeah, you go to a couple places to get candy. CVS. So don't make sure you can't get candy nowhere. The market, if I ain't mistaken. So you can get candy anywhere. If you don't got candy, buy some noodles. Chicken or beef, choose one. Trick or treat, hello? Like, come on, you gotta be like creative. Or you can make little cookies and leave them out on the thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, like, a lot of things you could do. And then if you don't go at all, like I said, I'll give out candy, watch a movie, eat little Halloween thing, cookies, snacks, whatever, and put a little horror movie on. Like, with your wife, the kids, whoever. You feel me? Like I said, it's different things. Like, listen, dude, different things you can do. Or go to my house and have them online celebrated. You feel me? Like, it's different things you can do. You don't have to go trick-or-treating. Because I get it. Maybe you don't feel safe. That's understandable. But you can mix it up a little. Do something. That's what I might do. Like I said, I'm going to put something together. I'm going to figure something out. If I don't, hey, that's on me. They ain't on nobody but myself. Because I'm supposed to do that. So like I said, Halloween's for the kids. Have a good time. You could be anything you want. You know, you could just be you. Or you could be anything you want that day. But the problem is not everybody got the money or got the whole situation to be what they actually want to be for that specific year and day. Not everybody had that luxury lifestyle. And unfortunately, lately, I haven't. So I know how that feels. Not the one. You know what? I want to be Halloween. I'm gonna be like Michael Myers for this Halloween, or I want to be Jason or whatever, Ghostface, or I want to be Kobe Bryant, or I want to be Michael Jordan for Halloween. I want to be a basketball player, like overall, or I want to be like a TV, but that TV probably cost like $80 at such and such, like, or be a hot dog. It probably cost $40, but I don't got it. You know. So like I said, if you can't get what you really want to get, make something like similar, like. I'm going to tell you what the easiest costumes to make. Horror movie costumes is slightly easy to make. Because you could get any type of clothing and put it together with a mask and makeup. That's all you need. The right clothing, like a dark color with like a mask with a little makeup for your arms, hands, whatever. And put on the mask like fake blood, some shit, because obviously you're a murderer, so you got to put blood on your clothes. Yo, you could get like a gray shirt. A little hoodie or jacket, you wear some boots and some dark jeans, and have a fake weapon in your hand. Make that from home. Clothes you got in your closet you might have for 2 years. You might go, what? I can use this shirt. I can use this pants. I can use this hoodie or jacket. Like, you can do that. Wait, listen, you get regular gloves and put that bitch on. I'm a killer. So when people say, oh, I can't fit, this is bullshit. Bitch, you better get a sheet, wrap the shit around your body and say, oh, I'm from the room in town from the DCPC days. Shit, you better figure that bitch out. Fuck you talking about, you better be a fucking ghost with a blanket, a bloody ghost with a blanket. You better cut some eyes out, some bitch. Listen, there's plenty of things you can do. You better be a fake pimp. Listen, you can be anything you want. You can dress up however you like. So don't tell anybody that you can't. Listen, also, get a book bag or big-ass bag. Make sure you get a lot of candy. Don't let these folks cheat you out of some candy. Get your candy. Because these motherfuckers, they'll give you cheap as hell with candy. They'll give you one or two pieces. No, back then you get 5 pieces each, 6 pieces each. And sometimes you might go back around the block and get it again. So make sure you get your candy worth. If you do go out trick-or-treating, make sure you look decent. Make sure you actually a kid, not no grown-ass 50-year-old man act like he a kid trying to get some candy. No, nigga. Ho, nigga. You put the giving up. Not fucking taking it, goofy. Now you 25, 20. You can trick to like what your little daughters and sons and nieces and nephews. That's different. That's cool. Maybe you 50, if you got kids and grandkids, that's different. But don't try to get it for yourself, you fat piece of shit. It's for the kids, motherfucker. It's for the kids. But I'm ending this off soon, right now, because it's Halloween. You feel me? Like I said, this is Generation of Voice podcast, hosted by Young Poe, aka YQ, aka The Voice, season 4, episode 17. You know, this is This is the Halloween episode. You know what I'm saying? So they're gonna drop next week anyway. You feel me? I'm out. Bye. Love y'all. Ooh.